What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, the host of the game show Catch 21, my man Alfonso Rivera. Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, it's good to be back with you, baby.
You're looking sharp, by the way. You know, always
gotta,
on point.
I got to put this outfit on. You know, when you do a full press day, you have a premiere day, you got to like dress up you for all of that stuff.
Dress the part right, for the deal. Well, I appreciate it. Congratulations. We're just talking about your new baby girl.
Yeah.
And four months, was it?
Just turned 5 months.
Just turned five months.
Yeah, wow. I know. We're 2 months ahead of you guys.
That's right. Yeah. We're kind of on the same program. Planned, a blessing? Did you always want
an absolute plan?
Okay.
I will start by saying it was my wife's plan and became my plan.
Got it.
You know how that works.
Yeah.
Like, we're having a baby girl. Okay, we're having a baby girl.
You there it is.
Will it into existence.
Yeah.
But she was right, we got it. She's a blessing. This child is literally the easiest baby on the planet. Went to sleep the third night, 6 hours in my arms.
Nice.
So been sleeping through the night from 1 month on. Like, it's just, it's made our lives a little easier.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Same thing. We got real lucky too. So far, he's pretty chill. He's our most chill yet.
Right.
I told my wife, he's just bottling all up. He's gonna get crazy.
Later it's called teenage years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's called get you back.
It's kind of nice though at our age now to, mm-hmm. I think we have a little bit more patience,
yes,
right? Appreciate it a little bit more.
It was funny. I was sitting with a buddy of mine last night and, you know, I had Ava in my arms and she started to cry and fuss because she wanted to go to sleep. And it was like we were just literally talking about the fact that now the noise of cries, that crying, that high-pitched noise doesn't bother you anymore because you just kind of get used to it. I remember when my first one, it was like, no, stop crying.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yeah,
you become
good.
Immune.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she's crying. She's all right.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
She's a little fussy right now. She's going to go to sleep.
Exactly. Well, that's great, man. I'm glad things are great personally and professionally as well. Congrats, Catch 21, mm-hmm. back on Game Show Network. Did you used to host this back in the day?
Yeah, so this was back in the day from like 2007 to 2011. I hosted this, and it was the number one, you know, original show on Game Show Network. Which I was always like, well, then why did you stop having it?
Yeah.
But you know, the business model changes. And then this new regime came back in and they're like, you know what? It's a great show. Let's try to bring it back. Let's see if we can get Al to do it. And so they came to me. They asked me to be involved. I said yes. And then we got my dance partner, Whitney Carson, to be the dealer on the show. So now she's with me again.
She like your Vanna White.
She's dealing the cards.
Nice.
You know, Vanna got it easy. She just tap a button.
Right.
Right. You know, just tap a
screen. Actually, I think
now
she just like waves her hand.
Yeah.
Or
it's like,
she's
just
got like
Vanna
Jedi
been stealing
tricks.
Money for decades.
Yeah. You know, but we ain't trying to mess up Vanna's money.
No, Vanna, do your thing.
You know what?
Vanna,
that's
keep doing your thing.
I'm glad she's got it.
No. God bless her. For those not familiar with the show, what's the premise?
So the format is we've got three players. We give them one card each. Then they must answer a question, and whoever answers it first gets control of the next card in the deck. Okay. They can either keep it and adding it to their hand, or they can pass it to one of the other two players to try to mess up their hands and possibly bust them out.
Ah.
The game is who can get to 21 or as close to 21 without going over. You busting people out. You're, you know, trying to, if you get the right card, you might freeze. So it's that kind of deal while answering trivia questions.
Fun way to play blackjack. I love games. Too.
Right.
I love these. That's
good. Yeah, you used to do game nights back at your house back in the day.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it and still do. And then what do they win at the end?
So up to $25,000.
Oh,
so
okay.
The final game is now, instead of playing one hand, now they're going to play three hands. And so they can get $2,500, $5,000, or $25,000.
Nice.
If they get 21 in all three hands. And so there's a way that they, you know, play the cards, can get rid of, you know, how many rounds you won. You get these thing called power chips, which allows you to get rid of a card if you don't want to play it,
right?
And then you have to play the next one. So it's a cool little deal, and it's fun. With Whitney and I, we come down, we do a little dance at the top of every show.
Oh, nice!
And you know, just a quick little, you know, one bar,
knock it out.
Something fun, something cool, move on.
Oh, that's fun. Was that your idea? Whitney thought about something.
I think
like
it was
that,
like I think we just basically like all
it?
Of us was like, you know, it'd be kind of cool if we just did a little something here, right? And I think we were just on set messing around.
Yeah.
And they were like, that'd be great, like...
Every show.
If y'all did that.
Right.
And I was like, you know, in the beginning, it was like, yeah, we'll do it the first show. And then they were like, so you're gonna do something different on this one? I was like, oh, y'all want this as if it's happening. Got it. I was like, you know what? It'd be cool. It's something for our fans, right together to recognize us both and have a little connection with them.
So now you got to come with choreography every week.
Every six shows a day.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like we were doing, we would knock them out six in a day. It's like, and she would literally be like, okay, we'd walk out of the trailers in whatever new outfit, because you know you're running through them.
Yeah.
Right? You got the outfit on, and she'd be like, I'd be like, all right, what are we doing? She'd be like, try this.
Yeah.
Good, let's go.
There it is.
And we'd go out there and just knock it out.
That's
fun,
man.
So it's very cool, very cool.
You've been keeping up with dancing at all? Or?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. You know, this season, it's very different. It's kind of actually closer to when you did it, where it's more about technique and less of the show, right? Like, uh-huh. So when by the time we got to season 19, it was like you had backup dancers in routines.
Right, the production level went up.
The production went way up, but they've kind of brought it back down to its, you know, to the bones, where it's literally all about the technique, right? It's not, they don't have a lot of backup dancers doing routines with them anymore.
Right.
So it's very different, but I'm waiting for the fun to show up a little more, right? It's just it's still a good time, but I'm waiting for more fun. And like James Vanderbeek has been fantastic, but he doesn't have the fun. The fun factor isn't there, right? You don't see the charisma. He's just kind of doing
tired.
The steps.
Because he's
tired.
He has too many kids.
Right, that's true. I don't know what he's doing, bro. Yeah. Man, put that thing away.
Yeah, right?
What you doing?
Now it's like six kids.
Or yeah, they just announced a six.
He ain't got time for fun. He's too tired.
that's true. We do know that.
Yeah. But you still host an AV?
Yeah, I'm hosting AFV.
Okay.
So every Sunday night on ABC, which has been fantastic. Our ratings in the last 2 years went up 20%.
Oh, that's great.
So it's been, you know, total great resurgence of the show.
People wiping out never gets old.
It just never gets old. It's just always funny. And it's the number one co-watch show in all of television, which says a lot about, it's going back to the old school days where it was family television.
Family fun viewing.
And that's what we bring them every Sunday night on ABC. So
even kids
really
wiping
cool.
out is about, I know we shouldn't laugh, but it's so funny.
No, we're allowed to
add
laugh.
A little
laugh. We're allowed to laugh.
That's why that show's always great, and that's why the internet is great today, because there's people falling down.
It's
videos of it all the time.
It always works. And I always say this, the reason why it's okay to laugh at them, it's because they sent us the video to laugh at them.
Right.
They gave us permission to laugh at them hurting themselves.
Right.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I saw you just celebrate an anniversary too. Congrats, man.
Yes. And, you know, it's crazy. So obviously we live in Granada Hills. And so I know your show's everywhere, but like here in LA, Granada Hills was evacuated based on the fire.
Oh, yeah.
So we were evacuated out of our house and we're staying at a friend's house, and we've just been all over the place. And some people text both of us, my wife and I, yesterday saying, you know, happy anniversary. And we were like, Oh, that's right. It is our anniversary today.
Right.
And we were totally both. It was cool because normally when the guy forgets the anniversary, you're in mad trouble.
Right.
Yeah, but she forgot too, so we were all right.
When you get evacuated from your home.
I mean, it's okay. Like, we probably would have remembered by noon.
But
like, when we got those text messages at like 8:30 a.m., you know, in somebody's guest house, we were like, happy anniversary.
Some random friend remembers, but you don't.
When you're dealing with three small kids and you throw fire into the mix, the anniversary, you tend to forget. I got to set like alarms on my phone, and like, or else I forget. I'm serious. I got to put like calendar reminders like, oh, damn.
Was your house okay and everything?
The house is there. The fire got within one block.
Wow.
Of the house.
Oh, wow.
That's scary.
No, it was real. Dang. Like the cops taking us out of the house middle of the night, you know, grabbing us. And like, it was like the interesting thing was the cops came and was like, all right, mandatory evacuation. You guys got to get out of here.
Yeah.
We were like, all right. He said, how much you need? I said about 20 minutes to kind of just get what, you know, little stuff we absolutely need. He goes, all right, I'll come back in 30 minutes. Make sure you guys are out. So, all right, cool. We close the door. We're just throwing stuff in bags, just moving as fast as we can. 5 minutes later, the cop is banging on the door. You got to go now.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa, that travels fast.
It's right here. It's right there. And like, by the time I end, the cops, they were awesome. I mean, the police department and the fire department were amazing. This guy was literally helping. He would come in the house and he'd grab our bags and load them into the car.
Oh, that's cool.
They were amazing. Nothing but love for our police and fire department here in California, because they did a fantastic job helping us get out of there and
really heroes,
saved us,
guys.
You know, and it our entire little community, they were there helping and doing a thing. And it's, you know, it especially when a fire goes that fast.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay ahead of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 100,000 people were evacuated out of their homes from this fire. So you really do feel lucky when it works out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And
we got a little bit of a scare. We didn't have to evacuate. We were coming very close this last year, and these fires, man, they get out here. And, where's that rain?
Right. Well, it's one of those things where, like, they say you want to live in the hills.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you?
Exactly.
Do you really?
You're right. That's exactly it.
Oh, you got a nice view, but it might be a fire.
Right. Right. That's exactly where I'm at right there, too. You still playing a lot of golf?
I play a lot of golf. Love my golf. You know, I know you have your tournament at Lakeside.
Yeah, but ironically, I don't play. You got to come play, man.
I know.
That's the first thing I told him. I said, hey, look. You know I don't play.
Right.
And they're all, it's a good cause.
It's great.
I was like, all right, I go, you can host and have fun. And I go, can I drink and smoke? One of Oh, well, then I'm there. Took a couple whacks, but now
since you do attempt.
I do attempt. I do a couple whacks. Here's the thing about golf,
and you
bro.
Dress the part.
Right. Well, that's
I definitely.
All it is.
I'm looking on point.
Yeah.
I'm so.
Thing about golf is, that game's long. You can't just, it's like a whole thing. Like, who got time? How you got time?
You
ain't got time to play a whole game of golf.
Well, yeah, but you see,
18 holes is long.
The beautiful thing about America's Funniest Home Videos is I work 20 days a year.
Right.
So I got time, bro.
Oh, you got
time. You do daily work.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right? It's like, we got to get you on weekly work.
Right. So like, you and Pat Sajak's game must be tight.
If he ever played, he would be awesome.
Right?
Because he's got all the time in the world. Time now, but I've been playing. I just won. I'm actually a global ambassador for the PGA Tour Champions.
Oh, okay.
And so I do their commercials and that kind of stuff. And so I just won their tournament up at Pebble Beach a few weeks ago, and it was kind of nice.
You got to come play next year.
You got to come play on my squad.
Yeah,
because I'm like minus a person.
Yes, well, that's cool.
My day.
Yeah,
I'm serious. It's right there.
It's at Lakeside. It's at my golf club. So I'm a member there.
And we get a Monday off work, so it's good.
And because I would be on your team as a member, you actually don't have to pay for me.
Oh, tight.
I don't know how you all know how to make it work, but. The sponsors will know.
I don't know. We don't pay
either. We should put you on the radio team.
Right.
Because 2 years in a row.
Well, that's because we're the only people who don't lie about our score.
They've come in dead last.
Dead last.
Because everyone else lies about their score. We keep it honest.
We either
is everybody lying? Is that what
everybody's lying?
We need you to join the rest of us.
We're just honest people.
Tell everybody what we have a thing at our club called Hollywood handicaps, right?
Yeah.
And so there's real handicaps, there's lying handicaps, and then there's Hollywood handicaps. The Hollywood handicaps are when people are like, yo, I am so good.
Oh my
God. And then they play and you're like this.
Yeah.
No, you're actually not.
Yeah, yeah.
This is to make yourself feel good, but we'd rather you not feel good and help the team.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of golf. I like being outside with like people and you're drinking and you're chilling. But then when you start getting all serious, I was like, okay, I don't want to mess anybody's game up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's once
a year. I got to start taking a lesson.
Yeah, we need to help you out.
Somehow this year.
I'll tell you this.
But I give people a heads up. I don't fake the funk. It's like, yo, I don't play.
I think somehow this year,
I'll have a couple drinks. You know what I mean?
Mario had five people in his foursome.
No,
I think.
They were playing because I left them because I didn't play. I just went. Once in a while, I took a whack, and then I'd be drinking the whole time.
Here's the thing: we got to teach you the game because, like, I always say, for me at least, and it's really based on whether you fall in love with the game or not.
Yeah.
Like,
if it's not fun, your game, I can see it. But.
It's that way to kind of get away.
Yeah,
right. You can be in this city and get out of this city. Because on that golf course, there ain't nobody calling. You put your phone away.
Right.
You lock in. It's just you're playing the game. You're in nature. It works, right? It's just a way to kind of disconnect from it all. And it's great camaraderie. Like, boys and we all play. And
I love that about it.
It's fun.
You put the Bluetooth on, like I said. It's like
music.
Chill. You got the thing.
And next year, we're lying about our scores.
Yes. And if y'all don't lie about your scores, I ain't playing with y'all.
Appreciate the honesty there. All right, Al, before you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
All right.
Current song that's stuck in your head.
I was just outside. That
my baby L.
The Ed Sheeran song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was because they were playing it here outside before I came up.
That literally happens to us every day. Yeah. We walk outside for 2 minutes, come back in, we're singing all day.
That was in my head. That was the first thing that I thought of.
He's got a few jams though that are good.
Oh
right
yeah.
Now. Movie you've seen the most?
Movie I've seen the most would be The Hunt for Red October.
Really?
Yes, that makes no sense.
Yeah, why is that one?
I don't know.
Is that Sean Connery?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Okay.
When he was playing
Under
Jack
the submarine?
Ryan.
The submarine.
It's a submarine movie.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a Tom Clancy submarine movie, and for some weird reason, if I'm going through the channels
and it's on,
and that thing is on, I always stop.
Does it hold up?
Yeah.
Does it hold up? I haven't seen it in forever.
Well, it's that whole Jack Ryan character, right?
True,
so it was, it switched over to Harrison Ford, but this was the first one that was in the movies, and it was like, for some reason, I love Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin.
Oh, so he was in it. Sean Connery was in it.
But not as Jack Ryan, but Sean Connery was in it as the Russian commander, and I don't know why that movie gets me, I always stop and watch.
I'm going to have to revisit that. There's a few movies for me, like I've seen them 1,000 times, but you see them on TV, like Shawshank Redemption comes on.
Right.
Yeah.
I leave it on.
Yeah.
You'll stop.
And it's the slowest.
But that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That's a good movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's actually the one that people,
kind of guilty
everybody
pleasure.
Else goes, yeah, I get it.
Right.
Shawshank, good movie. Hunt for Red October.
You're like, huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's more
really?
Fun. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Now, why are you going to put me on the spot? You know what? Let me think. Well, I said this the other day, but like, because I worked next door to Alyssa Milano, right? She was like a friend, but like a crush at the same time.
Because we're the same age, so
I don't even know if she knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
From the Who's the Boss days, right?
Right, yeah. When she was on Who's the Boss, because we filmed right next door when we were doing Silver Spoons. We're in like the same lot at the same time.
At Gower, right?
It was at Gower, yeah. And we were just like, I was just like, hey. I was like 12, 13, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're Samantha Maselli.
Yeah,
that's who she played. Like everybody already.
Clearly, you might have had a crush too.
Oh no, I did for sure.
You remember the character name and everything.
Oh yeah. What's your game in Vegas?
My game, blackjack. Apropos. I mean, it's catch 21. It only makes sense.
Right. What are you dressing for as Halloween?
No idea yet. We haven't figured that out with like. My son wants to do Ninjago. So
the little game.
So I'm like, I don't know. What do I wear to coordinate with that? Like, I ain't doing Ninjago, bro.
Right.
I was like, son.
Is that Legos? Is that Legos?
Lego. Yeah, I'm not doing a Lego. So I don't know yet. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Okay, remains to be seen. I know every year it becomes like a whole thing too with the family. What do we be? The kids want to be something.
Yeah, we try to come up with a whole like theme.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This year we got nothing.
Mario has to do like 3 costumes a day. pretty much. Like costume, one for TV, yeah, one for home. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So we just asked listeners for suggestions.
Yeah, because okay. I don't like to mess with, I don't like to do makeup.
Yeah, no.
Or like a mask,
that.
Or I just more like, I'll commit to that costume itself, but I want to be able to breathe.
Yes.
I don't want kinds of crap on my, you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. 1,000%.
The whole thing. Meanwhile, everyone, check out Catch21 on the Game Show Network. You can follow him on Instagram at The Real Alfonso Ribeiro. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Always great to see you, man. Yeah.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.